It's time for news from BlackAmericaWeb.com. Brought to you by The Home Depot. Spring all out for less at The Home Depot, where you'll find the products you need for all your home improvement needs. More saving, more doing. That's the power of The Home Depot.
News. Authorities are warning residents in this area to expect the worst.
It was a terrible highway accident.
And we mentioned the man has a long criminal history.
This is BlackAmericaWeb.com.
Good morning. It is Tuesday, April 28th, 2015. Here are your BlackAmericaWeb.com headlines. Maryland's Governor Larry Hogan activated the National Guard yesterday, and the city of Baltimore announced a curfew for all residents after a day described as turbulent that began with the funeral of 25-year-old Freddie Gray. Freddie Gray, of course, was the young man who died in police custody. And they say this was on April 19th, a week after sustaining a spinal cord injury while in police custody that opened the wound in the city, where they are saying they are now struggling to reform a police department that has a history of aggressive, sometimes brutal treatment of black men. But yesterday, the violence that shook the city broke out in the late afternoon in a neighborhood of Northwest Baltimore where Mr. Gray's funeral had taken place. Angry residents throwing bottles and rocks and concrete at officers who lined up in riot gear with their shields displayed. And as they were also throwing things, cars were set on fire, store windows were shattered, a drugstore was looted, and they say a cafe inside of a century-old Italian deli was destroyed. And trouble also erupted at the city's Lexington market. City officials said schools will be closed today for the safety of the children. And at the funeral yesterday, amongst those who were in attendance, that was Kwasi Mfume, a former congressman and chief of the NAACP, aides to the president, several family members of others killed in the police actions across the country. And Pastor Jamal Bryant, who was very forceful in his comments, insisting that Freddie Gray's death would not be in vain. He vowed the Baltimore residents would keep demanding justice, but also issued a pointed rebuke to the congregation, telling members that black people must take control of their lives and force the government and police to change. He said, "Get your black self up and change this city. I don't know how you can be black in America and be silent. With everything we've been through, ain't no way in the world you can sit here and be silent in the face of injustice." Now, one of the lighter moments, you guys, we talked about earlier, lighter in that we identified with it so much, was this mother who caught her son rioting and beat him on national television. And they are now lauding her as the mother of the year.
Century.
Still looking for the identity of this woman. But it suffice it to say, this is a moment that we did not think would happen again, and certainly not in a city like Baltimore, where you have a black mayor, where you have a large majority of residents there, and that this would be going on. But as Reverend Jackson said, there's so many things.
There's so many problems.
Like so many cities across the country, but 30% unemployment. And that is one of the things that we've been talking about since the beginning of all this, Tom, is that unemployment is a big part of this, but the frustration with our organizations like the police departments and what have you. One of the frustrating things for me, like we were talking about earlier, is that when the fire departments were out there, and Jay was asking what the three alarm is and how many firehouses are called out and that kind of thing, but when they're out there fighting the fires and they're doing it and people are cutting the hoses. And
they cut the hoses?
They cut the fire hoses.
The fire hose? They cut the fire hose that were
fires out. Yeah. So this shows you how we are coming at this, and it's just very frustrating. It's sad, and Pastor Bryant is absolutely right. We got to get up off our butts and do something to change this situation, help our young people, get them jobs, and this all happened on the day that the first African-American female attorney general was installed for the United States.
Welcome
that was
to
Loretta.
The job.
Yeah.
The first thing first on your desk, on the first thing on your desk is Baltimore.
And the first call you get is from your boss, the president, saying, "We've got to do something about this city, which is right down the road from the White House.
Bless us all.